Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind podcast. Today's podcast episode number 312. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Book Insight Friday. And today I really want to get into something that is very, very interesting. The topic of discussion is the emails that I get from people wanting to publish their books and all that good stuff. So I'm going to give you how reality sets in for a lot of people. Now, I only have been getting these emails recently because I am part of a writing community called theunsealed.com. And it's a website that was created by Lauren Brill, who is a former young woman who was in the sports industry, became a sports, reporter, all that great stuff. She's done some amazing, work and, been an award-winning, reporter and person on camera, on air, all that great stuff, right? But she didn't feel fulfilled, and a certain event that happened when she was younger brought her to a place of wanting to start The Unsealed. And part of newsletters and our subscription is we can promote ourselves. And the first two newsletters that went out was I'm an author and I can help people become, authors and publishing their books and things of that nature. So basically what has happened, I would say in the past, 3 weeks, give or take, is people have emailed me and asked me questions about becoming an author and all that stuff, right? And there was someone who's, only got one page and a book title, all that stuff, and they're trying to, figure out all this stuff. And it seems to me that when you tell people the truth of what it takes, people all of a sudden get quiet. Reality sets in. People don't respond to your emails anymore. And I'm talking, a person will email me, I will email them back, and then that's it. They won't email me no more. That's it. Now, I'm over 50 books in this. I've been doing this for years. This is my lifeline. This is the work I do. I know that out of 168 hours a week, 35 of them are allocated to my full-time job so I can continue to do what I do. The rest of my time, I do whatever I need to do. So I get about 6 hours average of sleep. I get about an hour in of workout time. So it's like once you start doing certain things and once you start allocating your hours after that, it's, well, what are you doing with the rest of your time? Right. And I know what I'm doing the rest of my time, but this, specific person, you're stuck. I was like, okay, well, create an outline, brainstorm what you want to write in your book and go from there. Because once you have an outline, that allows you to write fluidly. Oh, and then the other aspect of it was I gotta, find time. And I'm like, well, what are your distractions? What's keeping you from writing? What? Because if you want to do something, you're going to make time to do it. That's just what it is. That's reality. Whether you have kids, you don't have kids. Whether you're in a relationship, whether you're married, whether you're single, you're going to figure it out. But we all get 24 hours a day and we all get 168 per week. How are you utilizing it? Right? So that's when reality sets in. I haven't heard from that person since. Another person, they want to write a book, but they're already talking, about, book promotions and, all of that stuff. Why are you talking about book promotions when you haven't finished writing your book yet? That's a question that you really have to ask yourself. And I have no problem talking about book promotions and things of that nature, but you've got to write your book first. You've got to edit it. You've got to proofread it. You know, you've got to do all of the important things. You've got to create a book cover. You've got to do a lot to get yourself to the place where you have it in a bookstore. It takes time. It takes energy. It takes patience. It takes effort. And when you're rushing the process and you're talking about book promotions, you got to build your audience a little bit. And that's an ongoing thing. And I've told people that. Like, this person has a pretty reasonable following on their Instagram page. Great. Utilize that. So let's just say this person has 1,000 followers. Great. I will say about 10% of those people will buy your book right away. Right? And probably out of that, maybe 10 to 15% may leave a review, because that's just what it is. People's attention spans just aren't there as much anymore. People just aren't as focused on one specific thing. People are, you know, listening to podcasts. You can be listening to my podcast right now and writing, or listening to my podcast and cooking, or listening to my podcast because, excuse me, we're all in this age of multitasking. Nothing wrong with that. But anyway, people don't really understand the work that it takes. And if you're passionate for something, you're going to do it. You're going to want to do it on a regular basis. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get you and everyone else, you know, around me to understand that all of this is a process. Nothing's going to miraculously or magically happen. The people that you may see that may achieve success, some of them do a couple of things the right way and it works out for them, and their success comes with that first book. And I think what's happening is people are seeing that all the time and going, well, that's what I want. And you're chasing that gratification right away when you should be learning everything that you need to learn. Now, for me, I taught myself so many things that now it's at a place where my mom tells me, she's just like, you better charge this person for this, better charge this person for that. She's like, you're too gifted, you're too talented, all that stuff. And I'm like, Mom, it's okay. I can give advice, I can give websites, things like that. Now, when it comes to any sort of meticulous work that I have to do that's going to take away from what I'm doing for myself, then the conversation comes up of, okay, I got to charge you this or charge you that, which is fine. Not a problem in regards to that. Now, I have taught myself, you know, the process of writing a book, brainstorming. Then I taught myself the editing and how, what to look for, what not to look for. Formatting, it's a copy and pasting on a website. I found that website. I've been using it for years, basically. I used to pay a person. Now I don't anymore. If you're paying $50 to $60 a pop, let's just say I'm paying a person $50. If it's $50 a pop, you know, for a book, and I've done over 50 books, that's $2,500 that I'm keeping in my pocket, basically, because I'm formatting the book myself, right? So that is something that's, you know, important to me. And I'm loving that I can do all that, right? A lot of my book covers I have found on Canva. They're pre-made, and then I'll change the fonts, I'll change certain colors, I'll move things around, I'll get rid of certain things to make it unique to my book and what I'm trying to do. There are very few books where, you know, I got to reach out to somebody. And I've told people, look, this is the process, this is what I do. But I think people just want fluff. And I can't give anyone fluff. I have to be brutally honest in what this process is. Reality sets in when you really got to do work, and people want things handed to you because it's the gratification and glamour culture. And I'm too old school, and I'm just that person that I'm going to grind, and I'm going to get through this process, and I'm going to work, and I'm going to continue to, you know, dig in and know that I'm going to get to where I want to be. So just know that if you want to do anything you want to do in your life, and you want to be successful at it, and you want it to be your passion for the rest of your days, you're going to have to do the work. There's no shortcuts to it. And if you shortcut your way, you're really not going to achieve the results that you really want. All right, y'all. That's my podcast for today. Thank you guys for listening. As always, my website is theaquarianmindpodcast.com. You can listen to my podcast there or any of the major platforms that my podcast is on. Also, if you're on Google Podcasts, it's going to shift out at some point next year. Google's deciding to shift things to YouTube Music. Just a heads up. All right, y'all. Have a good weekend. Be good and go accomplish your goals.